Now the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the halachos of Shvisas Behemtai. The one has to make sure that the hema does not work, does not do malach on Shabbos, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch said that one cannot rent out or lend out the behemah to a guy with understanding that the guy could do malach with it on Shabbos. Now, if someone rented a behemah from a guy and then he goes, he rents it out to a guy, then he's fine. Because if it goes by the real owner is the original guy. If it goes by the seicher, by the renter, then it goes by the guy who has it now. But the yid who's in between, he's for sure not the one who's considered the halachic owner in terms of shvisas behemah. What if yid bought a behemah from a guy or sold the behemah to a guy and did not do both the kinyan of kesef, paying money, as well as mashircha, making the animal move a little bit? He only did one kinyan, but not both. Then it's a suffix. If the guy was kind of from the yid, or if the yid was kind of from the guy, the big suffix, which is the main kinyan between the yid and the guy, money or mashircha. And it's the suffix, it's a shah of deraisa, once you go to chumrah and make sure the behemah does not work on Shabbos. Now, if the guy says that he's not going to have the behemah work on Shabbos, he's not trusted because he's not scared to lie to the yid, because since the behemah is behemah and is vishus, he's not scared to use it. It's not going to look like a gana, it looks like it is. As opposed to if you make a deal with the guy, he's going to return it before Shabbos, then we trust he will return it because he does not want to look like a gana by not returning it when he's supposed to return it. The Shulchan Aruch says, so what if you lend out or rent out your behemah to a guy and you make a deal that he's going to return to you before Shabbos and Taka did not listen, he kept it for Shabbos. And now your stock belongs to you, what should you do now? Shulchan Aruch says, you should declare Hefker, you can declare Hefker privately by yourself, not in front of anyone else before Shabbos. Or you could say that your behemah should be kanuya to the guy, it should become the property of the guy. And this way the guy's kaina, it's no longer yours. And this way you avoid the iser, this iser of Shvisas Behemtos, the rise to get iser. Now saying that the behemah belongs to the guy just makes a statement doesn't work by itself, which the word brings to the Magen Avraham. You have to tell the guy in front of him, this behemah now belongs to you. The guy wants to be kaina, it becomes his, because he has kinyan chatzitz in his rishus. But if the guy did not hear you saying it, then saying it by itself is worth nothing. Even being mezakeh to the guy with another yid being zeich on behalf of the guy does not work by a guy. And therefore, it's important to tell the guy that behemah now is his. In fact, the word brings that the tfasha and the afrenim say they have to make a price. It's his for a dollar. And this way, it will become his, it will be kainet. Now, in terms of that which you said, that you could say that's hefker, even privately by yourself, and that works, it's no longer yours, no issa of shvis behemtai. The Rambam says that if you want, you could really say in front of three people, like you're supposed to make a hefker really in front of shleish from the adam, in front of three men. That's the right way to make something hefker. And still, you don't have to worry that after Shabbos, a yid will be zeifen, because it's clear that your kavan is only to make a hefker in terms of Shabbos. You should not be over in this is shvis behemtai and Shabbos. Therefore, after Shabbos, no one could be zeifen, it reverts back to you. Now, go back and forth of saying it's hefker privately or saying it's hefker in front of three people. But the right, you can make something hefker, clear hefker privately. But the Rabbanan has to be done in front of three people. Shtabur explains that over here, we rely on saying that it's hefker privately to get rid of the issa d'oraisa of shvisas behemah. However, it's definitely better if one could say it in front of three people. In fact, some Akraim hold that if you say it in front of three people, it's chavchila, and you chavchila could rent out or lend the behemah to a guy for over Shabbos, the time including Shabbos. As long as you plan on staying in front of three people, that's hefker. Because that would force some three people to let it be known that you made hefker, and it's not even the Maris Ayin issue anymore. And B'Shas of Chak, what could be Semach Adiz Achorinim, will say on the back that says that if a fila could lend or rent it out to a guy for a time including Shabbos, and as long as you plan on making a hefker in front of three people, any time could do that. Whereas, to make a hefker privately, that's for the Alechav Fila, for Shalach of Fila, that can only be done, but yeah, with your stock, if the guy did not return it. And many hold, even if around three people, that's not the Eitz HaFila, it's only B'dyevet if you're stuck. Really, even if you're not holding by doing it in front of three people, Mr. Bur brings the Shalit say it's Hefker in front of one person, because our place can hold, but even with the Raisa, Hefker does not work privately. It has to be done at least in front of one person. Even if that person is a family member of yours, that's good enough that you made Hefker and it works the holidays with the Raisa. If you want to have a real Hefker to work even with the Rabbanon, then it should be done in front of three people, and you don't have to worry about someone picking it up after Shabbos, a yid, and saying it's his. He's cutting him in hefker because it's clear you only made hefker for Shabbos. And that works. You can make him hefker for one day. And after the one day ends, it reverts back to being yours. The Ramah says that the Issa of Shvisas Behemtos is only on Shabbos, not Yom Tov. The possible man you knew of Shara from a Chamorcha, etc., is by Shabbos and it's not applied by Yom Tov. If you be careful, you rent out a behemoth to a guy, Yom Tov, not to have Issa of Shabbos, Yom Tov, do it by Avlo. But I'll choose Behemtos, no problem. Mashal argues and says Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same for this, like for everything else. And the Magdavram says the Beseser brings many Shtushem all like that. And the Biragra also goes like the Marshal and says the Shulchan Aruch other places make like that. And therefore, the implication is the Mishmur holds Allah Lamaisa. Watch, be careful, Shvisas Behemtos, Yom Tov also, not just on Shabbos.